USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
These are extreme conditions.
That's Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott speaking of the Carr Fire in Northern California, where at least two communities have already been destroyed, and at least 40,000 people remain out of their homes, and more evacuations are possible. Another fire official says they're calling in some help.
We are currently utilizing the National Guard, and they're coming in to help us in all facets of this incident, from support to fire suppression.
That's on top of the 3,000 firefighters already there. At least six people have died from the fire, two of them firefighters, four of them civilians. President Trump says he's okay with shutting the government down over immigration reform, sending out a barrage of tweets on Sunday, one threatening a shutdown, saying he'll make it happen if Democrats don't give him the votes for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Rudy Giuliani says the tape recording of President Trump speaking with his then-lawyer Michael Cohen was altered before its release. The discussion on that tape revolving around an alleged payment that was made to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's lawyer telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. Giuliani accusing Cohen, who secretly recorded his conversation with Trump, of being a pathological liar. Capital Gazette shooting suspect Jared Ramos, slated to appear in court for the first time today in Maryland, a grand jury having indicted him on 23 charges after he was accused of killing five people when he opened fire at the Capital Gazette newsroom in Maryland about a month ago. The 38-year-old faces five counts of murder, along with attempted murder, assault, and gun crimes. Over the weekend, a benefit concert was held in Annapolis for the victims' families. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Medical officials in Colorado say a patient being treated for what's been described as Ebola-like symptoms in Denver probably doesn't have that highly contagious and deadly disease. The chief medical officer at Denver Health, Dr. Connie Price, saying the hospital's initial lab tests for Ebola have turned up negative. However, the final determination is going to be made by state health officials, perhaps by later today. President Trump's agreement with European officials that alleviated the risk of an immediate trade war seems to have been a major factor on the price of oil this week, with how it translates to the price at the pump. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That agreement led to only a modest price increase of only 2 cents for a national average of $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices are still up when compared to last year.
Versus a year ago, the national average in the U.S. is still up by about 53 cents per gallon. Much of that has to do with the jump in the price of oil versus last year.
Hawaii has the highest price for gasoline at $3.80 a gallon. Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina have the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And Tom Cruise in the movie Mission Impossible Fallout, number one at the box office over the weekend, the latest installment in that franchise, making $61.5 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.